Simply quoting the figures given for the dead, missing, and wounded in the Falklands War gives no inkling of the continuing tragedy of the lives of those affected. The families of the dead have had to learn to live without the husband, father, or son who was killed 8,000 miles from home. The maimed have had to try to make new lives, perhaps without a limb or with tragically disfiguring injuries from terrible burns. Little is heard of those who suffered psychologically, but some men have literally had to learn to live again. The bereaved families of the British war victims have been able to visit the faraway graves, but for the relatives of the Argentine dead, even that is denied them. The recent burial of a young Argentinian pilot discovered in the wreckage of his plane has highlighted this situation. His father and sister were allowed to attend the funeral. However, in order to do so, they had to travel to this country and then to the island, 16,000 miles, when the distance from the South American coast is but 400. Mr. Jimenez would have liked his son to have been buried in his hometown, but Argentina refused to repatriate the bodies of the war dead, since according to them, they are buried on Argentine territory, i.e. the Malvinas. Whether it may now prove possible for other relatives to visit the Argentinian burial ground remains to be seen, but previous attempts have foundered over Argentina's refusal to accept conditions and wording which it says imply recognition of British rule. In a correspondence I have had with an Argentine member of Rotary International, he has asked me if the Belgrano Action Group could ask the British Red Cross International to contact its namesake in Argentina, and so that pressure could be brought to alter that wording and make it acceptable. I had hoped to get some of the relatives to speak today. The ones I approached found it too painful to do so. However, I would like to read to you the letter that came to me from this Argentinian Rotarian, but was written to him by the mother of a young British sailor killed on the Coventry. She wrote in reply to a letter, "Dear Sir, thank you for your letter received today by our Oxford Rotary Club. Yes, I went to the islands to pay tribute to the memorials, especially HMS Coventry Cross on Pebble Island, and to the sea grave of HMS Coventry on which my son Ian, aged 22 years, died. His loss was great to us, too much for my husband, who became ill and died on January the 29th, 1985, aged 53 years. Ian was our only son, but I would like you to understand that we have never blamed the ordinary Argentine people for our sad loss. For you too know the pain of losing loved ones. I blame only the politicians, and I wish they had talked together longer and not brought our two countries into conflict. It should not have happened. I wanted to visit the Argentine cemetery to say a prayer for all those young boys who died and for their sorrowing parents and other relations who must still feel such pain and suffering for the loss of all their young sons, as we do still ours. I hope it will be some comfort to you all to know the Argentine cemetery is in a very quiet and peaceful location and the graves are well cared for. But I felt very sad that many were unnamed and only had the inscription, an Argentine soldier known only to God. Many of those boys were so young, even younger than my own son. I remember reading somewhere that grief has no nationality. And this is indeed true, for we all suffer the same heartache. To all those who lost loved ones in the South Atlantic conflict, I pray you find enough strength to bear the loss, and may you find peace in your hearts soon."